Hi, I'm Sasha Williams. I was asked to write a blog and give a podcast on the mission of social work. The blog can more accurately be described as a joint production between me and the first-year BSc students at Huddersfield University. But I thought I would use this podcast to say a little about the process which resulted in that blog being written in the way it was. When I was initially invited to contribute a blog and a podcast about the mission of social work and its importance, I very nearly said no. I mean, quite apart from the technical challenges, and this is my very first podcast, there was the very simple "why me?" question. I am fortunate enough to work in a school with committed and passionate colleagues, any number of whom would be able to speak of the mission of social work more eloquently and more knowledgeably than me. After all, my main task at present is writing a PhD on child neglect. However, in the moments between getting the invitation and submitting a polite refusal, came the realisation that this would run counter to the mission of social work. You see, for me, social work is partly about enabling people to take control, giving people space to explore their own truths and recognising the importance of each voice within power structures that serve to silence many. So I accepted, albeit uneasily. After all, if it all went wrong, I had a department full of colleagues who could assist with their ideas or provide critical commentary. So I had a safety net. There was a plan B. In fact, it was while fishing for ideas from my colleague, friend and inspiration, Ruth Neville, that everything changed. I told her I was hoping to write about the mission of social work, and I asked her for her views. Her response was typically generous and typically challenging. She refused to accept the mantle of expert that I was trying to lie across her shoulders. Instead, she said, we should ask the students. To give a bit of an explanation, Ruth and I co-teach the professional practice module to first-year BSc student social workers. Ruth looks at sociological explanations, and I try to provide a psychological take. We teach the sessions together so that the students have a better idea that there are no right answers. There are just different levels of explanation and different ways of responding to the very complex situations in which social workers find themselves. We try to encourage a dialogue between psychology and sociology by modelling one between ourselves. We ask a great deal from our students, and our sessions are a long way from the more traditional lectures that you might receive elsewhere. The students, now nearing the end of their first year, are very used to contributing, to challenging, and to exploring ideas in our module. A great deal of teaching goes on by way of guided study, allowing people to be sure that they're all at the same level of knowledge by the time that we meet in the classroom. This allows for a dynamic debate, but also for a level of fluidity, of flexibility within the room. Now, we have been going to talk about World Social Work Day in any event in order to invite the students to the school celebrations. But now, at Ruth's suggestion, we decided to ask the students to join us in setting out the mission of social work. It was late in the afternoon, after a full day of teaching, when we asked students for their thoughts. We spoke about World Social Work Day, but then we asked students to break into small groups and discuss with each other what they think the mission of social work is. Now, it's worth noting that no one said the question didn't make sense. No one said that they didn't understand it. Social work is clearly accepted as having a mission, even if we're not in precise agreement as to what that mission is. It's also worth noting that the mission is not easily narrowed down, and the difficulty that Ruth and I were having in reaching our own definition was being played out across the room in discussion after discussion. But no one was put off by the complexity. Everyone tried to work with it, to understand it, and to somehow incorporate it into a final statement of mission. time was against us, and all too quickly we had to draw the discussions to a close. We gave people a short time to write out what for them was the mission of social work, and we did so ourselves. Then, without comment, we went around the room, each of us reading out our personal mission statement of social work at whatever level we felt comfortable to share. This resulted in a great Mexican wave of affirmation of social work, its mission, and its importance. Each person spoke their truth to the class. Each person was heard and appreciated. Each person contributed to everybody's understanding of social work. I explained again what I wanted to do with what people had said, and people handed me their written words as they left, the crossings out and editing standing as testimony to the messiness of definition, the messiness of trying to tie social work down and contain it. Of course, I transcribed what we all said and tried to come up with a mission statement that did justice to the individual truths that I encountered in that room. I remain unsure to what extent I succeeded, or whether in the translation I've lost something important or imposed something that does not belong. I suppose that is the endless lament of the researcher, but in looking through what was said in those few minutes, late in the day, by a group of students who had no warning of what they would be asked to do, I am struck by how many of the themes echo the words of those who have had a great deal of time to reflect on what social work is. The 2009 interim report of the Social Work Task Force states in their public description of social work, "Social workers make life better for people in crisis who are struggling to cope, feel alone, and cannot sort out their problems unaided." We agree. We agree with Baswa that the key principles of social work relate to respecting and affirming human dignity and worth, social justice, service, integrity, and competence. We're right behind the College of Social Work when it speaks of promoting empowerment, protecting people from discrimination and prejudice, understanding the human, legal, and civil rights of others, enabling people to take action to improve their lives, the importance of recognising value judgments, of working non-judgmentally, and working to improve the personal, practical, psychological, and social aspects of people's lives. We understand the mission. Even late in an afternoon, in a time-limited framework, with no clear space for reflection or research, we understand the mission. We also know that the task is urgent, and like the College of Social Work states, often there are no clear answers. But the task is vital, and social workers have a responsibility as individuals and as a profession to ensure that they are the best version of themselves that they can be. If social work is the safety net of society, as the College states, then the safety net must be strong. Where it is failing, or being picked apart due to a lack of resources, social work as a profession must sound the alarm. An ineffective safety net cannot be considered a safety net at all. So, what is the mission of social work? Well, this has been a pretty good experience of it. I felt I needed to do something, which I did not feel capable of doing on my own, if at all. I felt as if I lacked a platform from which to speak. I discussed the matter with a social worker who, as head of a social work course and many other things beside, indisputably has a platform. She took the time to listen to what I felt I needed and why. Importantly, although she could have done the task for me, she did not then do the task for me. She did it with me. In doing it with me, she also recognised the value of including others whose opinions might not individually have been sought, but who collectively could not easily be ignored. Students, after all, are the future of social work. As a group, we shared something important about the mission of social work, each of us equally advocating our own position and listening to the views of others. Then, each of us analysed what we thought our position was, having heard what others had to say, We wrote down what we thought, and we read it out to everybody. In so doing, we both explored and celebrated the diversity of social work and of social workers. I came away with those statements from which I've pulled together the article that I was asked to write. And that article is now out there, having whatever influence it will have in the debate on the mission of social work. I've explained the processes that led to those statements being written, in case others wish to do something similar. And I have learned, grown, developed in my understanding of social work and in my understanding of myself. Amongst other things, I have learned that when it comes to ownership of a profession, I naturally take a top-down approach and thus lose the dynamism of a grassroots approach. I never did ask other members of staff for their views. That would be another blog. As I speak, I am looking at a word cloud that I generated from the transcript of the statements. The words that stand out in high emphasis: social, work, society, oppression, individuals, empowering, vulnerable, change, enable, acknowledgement, service, equality, people, lives. I would like to thank SWSC Media for giving me the opportunity to write this article and to give this podcast. I would like to thank the first-year social work students at Huddersfield University for their generosity, creativity, and their trust. And I would like to thank Ruth Neville. And it only remains to say, happy World Social Work Day to everyone. I'm Sasha Williams. Thank you for listening.